This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go, y'all. It's the start of the Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast week right here on GCN, GCNlive.com, and RobertScottBell.com, and many places around the world. Thank you for being here, my humble and lovable producer, Super Don. Last week I called him a Canadian vegan donut, and yet he still comes to work each and every day, to his credit. To your credit, Super Don.
I managed to survive that. I didn't melt like a snowflake.
Speaking of Canadian donuts or vegan or any donuts, eating is a national pastime, I think. I certainly enjoy it, although you look at me, you wouldn't be certain that I like to eat, but I do. But I work out so much, and I don't mean that in a negative way, because I love it. I go to the gym pretty much 4 to 6 days a week, depending. It just depends on the week. And Super, you know, we talk about this from time to time on the air, my fitness routine and how I, you know, do workouts for you and many of our listeners because they don't. And I'm just trying. I'm trying my best, right? So I had another great week of workouts. I even went yesterday morning with my daughter. I tried to get my son to go. He's like, no, Dad, I don't want to go. My daughter said, I'll go. I'm like, cool. So we went. It was really great. And so that was an extra day of workout. I was going to go anyway. But let's just say my furnace is on fire. Right? I'm burning up stuff that I put in my body. I'm eating it up, man. And I'm going to be telling you all about probably coming up because I'm monitoring my workouts and my weight. Now, my weight is focused on muscle growth, right? Building muscle and gaining weight, right? It's a different kind of weight concern that I have. I try to put on weight. And so I've been actually achieving something I haven't been able to achieve even in the year and a half plus, almost 2 years of workouts, because I've added something into the mix. I'm going to share that soon. But let me just say this. On Saturday afternoon, went to lunch with my wife. We go to this organic place where you can get all kinds of, you know, organic grass-fed stuff and organic French fries. And it's like really good food. So I go there. My trainer said, hey, I'll go with you guys. Rachel, we featured Rachel as a special guest on her AMA one of the weekends.
Right.
We did that.
Right. Yep.
She's terrific. She's about to pop. She's 39 weeks pregnant. And, you know, I joke because I say I had nothing to do with it. And she says, yes, you did. And my wife says, what? What's going on here? And it's just because I had her 2 months before she got pregnant. I put her on the Dr. Christopher's Hormonal Change Ease to help normalize her female cycle. And bingo, bango, bongo, and 2 months later, she and her husband are expecting a baby. Awesome.
Yeah, well,
so
yeah.
She's going to have a little Star Lord anytime now. So she was ready to eat. She was picking up her son from a play or something he was doing. And we went to eat. And I love eating with my trainer, Rachel, because she always orders more than she can eat. And so I'm here to finish up, you know, her her excessive ordering. And it's just so funny because her son came, her youngest son came yesterday, I'm sorry, and he ordered like one of my second favorite dishes, a chicken panini, a pesto thing. It's really good. He only ate half of it. And I'm like, dude, you going to eat that? He's like, no, I'm not going to eat that. You want it? Okay. So I had my burger, my fries, and half of his panini. And then half of Rachel's hamburger. She's like, I can't eat this burger. You going to eat that? No, you can have it. I ate so much.
See,
no.
Now, if you were smart, you would just go along and not order anything.
No, I still enjoyed my meal as well. But it's funny because usually she'll have the organic oat cakes, pancakes. And it's like, those are awesome with real organic maple syrup. It's like, oh, man, so I'm having dessert, right? She didn't order it. So I complained to the waiter. I said, hey, waiter, how come you didn't bring her a pancake? She didn't order one. Well, you should have brought it anyway. I was like, just having a good time with it. My wife's looking at me like, because, by the way, I always eat half of her omelet, too. See, my wife will eat an omelet, but she can only eat half of it. Yeah, I'm telling you. Okay. I was like, but so you understand why I'm nappy today.
Hey.
I know.
It's Raw in Scottville.
Yeah, the funny thing is, of course, I didn't eat that morning because I went to work out. Normally Saturday I'll just, change up my diet and eat right away, but I didn't. So it was one of those days where it was like a massive meal, more than I'd eat on Thanksgiving. But I'm feeling great, and thanks for the prayers. I made it through. I did take some enzymes and HCL and stuff, but all good. And there you go, our culinary delight for the day on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, there you go.
I don't think we've
ever opened that way on a Sunday show. That's...
I don't think so. But if you missed our Friday show, we talked about Olivia Newton-John and Pat Benatar.
Did you get any feedback on that? Were people like offended by us talking about?
I think whatever you said, they were offended by, but not me. But no, I don't know.
Whatever.
No, they loved it. Because we were talking about the intensity of the subject we're about to head into, Super D, and that is the Canada stuff. And I was like, the first hour, I was like, oh, man, I'm so sort of bummed out about what's going on in Canada. I really feel for them up there. And yet at the same time, I was like, I wish we could lighten it up. And we didn't plan it, and it just kind of happened. And it was
And I'm glad that you were okay with it, because it's like it'd been serious, intense.
That whole hour,
and I was just like, you know what, we need to go in a different direction here for a minute. And so it was completely unplanned and completely organic, just boom. And I don't know why I chose to go there, but
yes,
I did. But I think people had fun with it. We got a lot of people in the chat room that were talking about music and all that kind of stuff. And
so, folks, you miss 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, you miss a lot. Right? You only hear on the radio show, you miss a lot. So keep on tuning in at robertscottbell.com/listen. Archives available everywhere. All right, Super D.
Yeah.
We got to update Canada, unfortunately. Talk about intense.
All day Saturday, I was just kind of back and forth, but for the most part, I was tracking what was going on in Ottawa. And they managed to get everybody basically out of the main roads around Parliament. They had it could have been thousands of riot police.
Yeah.
That ended up, they were being bussed in from different places around Canada and stuff. And so they got like very serious about things and, with full riot gear and pepper spray and the whole deal. And they got basically everybody cleared out for the most part. And started towing trucks. They were smashing windows to get into the vehicles.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I mean, it's like, dude, you guys you really have to bust up property. But
listen, dude, here's the thing.
Yeah.
For the most part, these are like the most peaceful protesters I've ever seen at a protest of this size and this magnitude. The people were just... They were happy, and they were singing, and they were telling the police that, oh, listen, we understand, we love you, we know that you probably don't really want to be doing this, but we understand you have to do your job, and we appreciate what you do. And I'm just like, whoa, what is going on here? And the people were just like, with some exceptions. There were some exceptions where some people got a little too rough, and they got pepper sprayed, and they ended up getting, cuffed.
We did hear of a woman who got run over by a horse, and I asked you to check on this in Portland. Apparently, she didn't die. Some people are saying she did, so that's
she
good.
I
was hoping nobody would die from this, much less get injured. But, the Canadian people doing it peacefully, that's the only way they can maintain the high ground here at this point.
Yep.
And hopefully it transforms and Trudeau can be sent to Cuba or somewhere else. North Korea. Anyway, but we got some clips from Fox News talking about this. Remember, we hit the subject of confiscation of crypto wallets and your bank accounts if you somehow contributed in some way to the peaceful protest, nonviolent, not illegal, not unlawful, until Trudeau went dictator on everybody. And by the way, I don't think their parliament even voted on it, which I think they're required to do.
They're still debating it.
So they're acting on it as if it's already there via fiat. So set up this clip.
Yeah, so Fox News had a correspondent that was there in Ottawa covering what's going on, and this was the report from, I want to say it was from Friday night or very early Saturday. This is, it was just kind of giving a report on what was going on.
Nate Hockman of the National Review has been on the ground in Ottawa, and he joins us now. All right, Nate, what's shaking up there?
Well, look, this today for the last 24 hours have been probably the most consequential for this protest movement since they got here in late January. The cops on the ground number in the multiple hundreds, if not thousands. They have full riot gear. You've got armed police up in sniper positions on the tops of buildings. They're treating these guys like they're terrorists, which matches the prime minister's rhetoric, so it's not surprising. And they are slowly closing in, bit by bit, foot by foot, to try to clear these guys out.
Well, that's how it was. It was just they were all lined up, mm-hmm. and then they would they'd go forward, you know, several feet, and then if people would back up, they'd arrest a couple people, they'd wait, and then they'd do it again until they eventually ended up clearing just about everybody out of the streets right around Parliament.
Yeah, we're literally watching history in the making in Canada. We don't know which way it's going to go, but pray for a peaceful resolution to this and that the Canadian people get some of those freedoms back. But as we hear, and we've talked about it here in the United States, like Patriot Act, once you lost some of the freedoms of the Patriot Act, they never gave them back. They expand them. They continue to expand them. And I know we got a couple of more clips. One of these is about the banking issue, I think.
Well, yeah, Chrystia Freeland is the Minister of Finance for Canada. And apparently, this emergency act is supposed to be a temporary thing, right? This is what mm-hmm. Justin Trudeau said. Oh, just temporary. Don't worry. We're not going to violate anything.
Right.
Just temporary. Well, as we suspected, most governments, when they take freedoms away, they might give a few of them back, but they don't give them all back. And apparently, Chrystia Freeland had this to say about something to do with the emergency act and what they're going to do with it.
In terms of the financial instruments which our government is using right now to act against these illegal blockades and illegal occupation, we reviewed very, very carefully the tools at the disposal of the federal government. And we used all the tools that we had prior to the invocation of the Emergencies Act. And we determined that we needed some additional tools. Now, some of those tools, we will be putting forward measures to put those tools permanently in place. The authorities of FinTrack, I believe, do need to be expanded to cover crowdsourcing platforms and payment platform and their payment providers. So that is something that we need to do, and we will do, and that needs to be in place permanent.
Told you so. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, fresh off of the Canadian tyranny, and as we heard about the financial instruments, we're going to have to make that permanent.
I told you so.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Classic, I told you so. But here we got, where do Canadians go if they want to find people that believe what they believe about freedom? Granted, not everybody in Canada believes in freedom, but then again, not everybody in the United States believes in freedom. The red-blue division somewhat is artificial, but some of it is genuine in terms of our belief about the role of government in our lives. And this next story here, and we've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com off of NPR, National Propaganda Radio. They say Americans are fleeing. Where are they fleeing to? They're fleeing to places where their political views match their own. In other words, they have views and they're leaving areas where their views are not congruent with the majority of the people there. And I can say, I can raise my hand and go, yep, I did that. Super Don, I did that. About 3 years ago, we left Central Florida, where I saw the political wind shifting. Even though DeSantis is an awesome governor relative to everybody else, I saw that the on-the-ground politics were shifting far left of my comfort level. And not that I don't believe they have a right to believe what they want to believe, but if they're going to impact the body politic to such a degree that my freedom would be restricted based on their fears, I wanted out. For my kids' sake, my wife, and we left. And we went west to one of the mountain states that's very red. Not that I claim to be a Republican, but I do acknowledge that a place that fundamentally believes in freedom granted to us by God and not government, that's my starting point. That's a big litmus. You know, where do you believe your rights come from? Oh, government. I'm sorry. I'm out of here. I'm not going to hang out long with you because I know where you're going to go with this, and you're going to tell me that you own my body, or the government does, and you're going to tell the government to go in and shoot me up with a phony vaccine or my kids. I don't want to be there. So I totally understand that people are kind of dividing up into their own, you know, comfort zones. and leaving, like the people of Orange County, California, which was one of the conservative enclaves in California. And this story about this family with two kids, they took off for Texas. And they were like, dude, this is awesome. We can go to school. My kids don't have to be masked up. Nobody's looking at us funny. They're not giving us crap about not vaccinating our kids. It's like, who wouldn't want that if that's what you believe versus having to pretend or having to mask your children or having to ask for, you know, a zillion layers of exemptions that are never granted to you because you don't want to experiment on your kids with these phony vaccines. So as much as I don't like the divide in a sense that it might end up creating more conflict, the fact is you have to determine where you can live peacefully and peacefully coexist with people of similar values. Is there anything wrong with that, Super Don, in your mind? What do you think?
No, I mean, if you have the ability to do it, why wouldn't you, right? I mean, it just makes sense. And, you know, having not too terribly long ago traveled and stayed in some states like Texas and Arkansas and Louisiana, it's definitely a whole different world there. And not to mention the fact that if you move to Texas, your price of gas is going to be a lot less, too.
Yeah,
you've seen gas prices lately? Holy crap, man.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So, yeah, usually in Louisiana and Texas, you've got low gas prices, you know? And it's, yeah, I totally can understand why somebody would move to Texas.
Well, and you're in a very blue state in Oregon, yet you're in an area of the state that's pretty red.
A red area of a blue state, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So your experience, and we've talked about this from time to time the last couple of years on the air, you haven't had a lot of masked Nazis in your area.
No, actually. And it's been kind of nice. You know, basically when this whole pandemic situation started, and Kate Brown, who's our governor, did the whole, you know, we're going to mandate. The Board of Supervisors here and the sheriff and the city police put out statements saying, listen, our job is to be police officers and we're going to do police stuff. We're not going to go around trying to be mask police. And so, you know, you don't have to worry about us, which was nice. So, we're very lucky. We're very lucky where we're at.
I think that finding a place where you have a comfort in interaction, and, you know, for me, as I said, I don't hate people on the left. That's not my issue ever. It's about freedom.
Disagree with them.
Disagree is fine, but freedom to disagree and respect that you have a different view, I have a different view. When you use or attempt to use the power and force of government to make your way over my way, in other words, to violate my freedoms, that's where you cross the line. Unfortunately, what I've seen of the political left, Super Don, we're almost out of time in this segment, is that they are so afraid of the air we breathe and we share that their fear is causing them to believe that we are violating their rights merely by breathing without a mask. That's where, you know, we have to then separate and have to move on. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump criticized Ron DeSantis, his GOP presidential nomination rival, at a Las Vegas rally Saturday. Trump had this to say.
I'm not a big fan of his, and he's highly overrated.
He nicknamed him Ron DeSanctimonious and accused him of supporting minimum wage increases and Social Security cuts. President Biden is heading on a trip to Europe, attending the NATO summit, among other meetings. He's scheduled to arrive in London Sunday, then meet with King Charles and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Monday. Tuesday, Biden will travel to Lithuania to participate in the NATO summit, where the primary focus will be Russia's conflict in Ukraine. Pope Francis announced his plans to appoint 21 new cardinals on September 30th of this year. The decision allows Pope Francis to influence the composition of the College of Cardinals, which will play a pivotal role in selecting his successor. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. Please sign up for email alerts. Super Don sends you out email, not too often, but upcoming events, online webinars, special deals on stuff that we do to keep ourselves well, and if we're not well, get ourselves back to well. And in that upcoming events tab at robertscadbell.com, you'll see a bunch of things that are coming up, including a free Toxic Mold Masterclass that starts tomorrow, and it runs through the 27th of February. You just click on at the upcoming events page, robertscadbell.com, the attend, and it's free, and you can learn about it. There's another cardiovascular docu-class coming up March 1st through 9th, free, absolutely. Check it out. I will be, speaking of Louisiana, Super Don, I will be at the IAOMT Spring Conference in New Orleans, and that's March 3rd through 6th.
Will you have time to go check out New Orleans?
I don't know. As long as they don't make me wear a mask, I'll check it out.
Right, right, right.
But, yeah, we'll see how things shift by March 3rd through 6th. But, yeah, I plan to look for organic beignets or something that I can eat when I'm there because it's a great food town. Then we have the following weekend, March 12th and 13th, Uniting for True Health and Freedom. It's the Wellness Parenting Revolution Health and Freedom Summit and Expo. And that includes Bobby Kennedy, Peter McCullough. This is put on by Drs. Terry and Stu Warner. Del Bigtree is scheduled to be there. Judy Mikovits. I'll be there, of course. Brian Hooker, Neil Miller, Lee Allen Baker. I mean, this is going to be an amazing all-star array of folks that you don't want to miss. Billy DeMoss, Dr. Lokensgaard, great dentist. Dude, this is going to be awesome. So check it out. If you're in Nashville, Tennessee, I want to see you there. And then out west, April 22nd and 23rd, that's a Friday and a Saturday, a two-day live conference at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, Utah, just the suburb of Salt Lake City. And that's going to be a big health freedom event as well. And then Memorial Day weekend, the big one, Advanced Medicine Conference, Saturday, May 28th through Monday, May 30th, with Dr. Rashid Batar and me and a few other awesome folks. And that'll be in San Antonio, Texas. San Antonio, Texas, Memorial Day weekend. The only thing else I got to add to that is really coming up fast, and I leave it to you, Super Don, to make sure everybody can find it, the Health Freedom Expo.
It's next weekend.
That's right. Saturday, Sunday coming up. And this is going to be live happening in real time. It's a lot of the events that occurred in the early October event, but more events that were submitted, as well as a live panel discussion on what we've learned about COVID in the last 2 years and where this is going from here. And I'll be moderating that with my good friend Jonathan Emord. We'll have Diane Miller. We'll have Brian Hooker. We'll have Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. So you know it's going to be phenomenal. And even if you can't attend it live via the Whova app, it's only $40 for the entire weekend. Guess what? You have 6 months to download and watch or watch on your app at your leisure. Best deal ever. So plan to check it out. Links are up. TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. All right. Now, that leads us into a little bit of a travel segment. United Airlines has been slapped a little bit here, and they should. They deserve it. Because their vaccine mandate coerced employees into violating their religious convictions, according to this latest court ruling. What happened is this mandate was so onerous and it was so tricky to navigate. If you had a religious objection to injecting mRNA, synthetic mRNA, or anything like that during the COVID era, they made it almost impossible. They basically said, you either get the shot, or even if we give you a religious exemption, then you're not going to get your benefits and certain pay. It just unbelievable. You'll be forced to stop working, even if you get the religious exemption. So this, you know, triggered a lawsuit. Federal judge in November 2021 declined to stop the mandate, saying that the plaintiffs didn't prove they would suffer irreparably. But a new ruling now, dated just a few days ago, February 17th, two judges on the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit found United's treatment of religious objectors amounted to coercion. I quote now, United has presented plaintiffs with two options: violate their religious convictions or lose all pay and benefits indefinitely. This or that is an impossible choice for plaintiffs who want to remain faithful but must put food on the table. In other words, United is actively coercing employees to abandon their convictions. I you know, this is why I don't want to fly United, and I don't. If I have a choice to choose something else, I choose something else, unless they come back to their senses and apologize and start treating people with religious convictions fairly instead of discriminating against them. The judges noted that United CEO Scott Kirby told workers at a town hall that, quote unquote, very few religious exemption apps would be accepted. And the United has asked workers seeking an exemption a number of questions, such as whether they received vaccines in the past created with the help of stem cells. Look at that. Super Don, that's like, we want to find an out so we can nail you and say your religious convictions are not real. What about the possibility that you didn't know that those were, let's say, partly used or ingredient-wise had aborted fetal stem cell tissue in them previous to this?
Mm-hmm.
What if you said yes? Oh, well, sorry, you're just following. What if you said, I didn't know? And they're like, sorry, you already violated it, so we don't believe your religious belief. You know what I'm saying? It's horrible.
People have a very interesting view of what religion or religious freedom is. that you have a blanket rule like that. You know, mm-hmm. It just doesn't. That's not what this country is about.
No, it's not supposed to be.
It's not supposed to be, anyway.
The judge said United's decision to coerce the plaintiffs into violating their religious convictions brings about a harm that, quote, is irreparable and supports a preliminary injunction or a ruling that would block the mandate for them while the case is ongoing. So this is ongoing. It's been remanded back down, but at least on some level, the appeals court, the appellate court, has done something good here, despite the United's perspective. Oh, well, the vaccine has saved lives, so we feel good about violating religious liberty. Oh, yeah? Well, check this out. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that COVID-19 vaccines were indeed deadly. Oh, yeah, in rare cases, if you quote someone like Fauci, rare, R-A-R-E cases, governments are now weighing compensation. So what they've acknowledged is, in fact, that the synthetic mRNA injections are deadly. Oh, yeah, not for everybody, but it rarely happens. So what do you do when you know that the thing you're mandating for everybody occasionally or rarely kills somebody? Do you not give a person the chance to opt out because you don't know if you're going to be the one that dies, do you? They don't know. There's no test to determine whether you're going to have a really bad effect that leads to your death or not have any effect at all. This is a, you know, stunning admission, but again, remember, they blow it off and share it in a way that says, well, yeah, it's deadly, but it's not. Yeah, it's deadly, but it's real.
You know what? I do have to give them credit here in this article, though, that one of the people here that they were interviewing, his wife died as a result of a condition that the doctor cited as vaccine side effect, but he does point out the fact that doesn't make people any less dead because it's rare.
Right, exactly.
They're still dead. And I think the big takeaway from this article is the very last paragraph. Because, you know, quite often, I don't know why it is, but it always seems like the last paragraph is always like, has something significant to it.
Mm-hmm.
And this Wallach guy, Matthew Wallach, he's a 38-year-old radiation therapist in Sacramento, California. He was hospitalized in early January and diagnosed with myocarditis from a Moderna vaccine booster that he received. And he says, I was never apprehensive about getting the vaccine, adding that his experience has made him feel that side effects still aren't well understood. And then he said, he makes this statement. This is part of the scientific process, in my opinion. We are part of the scientific process. How does it feel to know that, and you've said this, people are criticized for making this statement, that this is we're all part of an experiment.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Well, the clinical trials are ongoing. Phase 3 is still going. So every shot that's being given is...
But you get a guy like this who got it, ended up getting myocarditis, and he's like, well, that's all right. We're all part of a scientific process.
Yeah, but they're not telling most people that they're part of a scientific experiment, are they?
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that.
Is United Airlines saying, hey, you have to take the experimental shot? No, they're not saying that. They're mandating a shot that they say, you just mandated, and we're going to go after you.
People that do understand that that's going on...
Mm-hmm.
I think they're justified in being apprehensive, but then they're demonized as being anti-vaxxers.
Well, I think that if they don't figure out to become anti-vaxxers, at this point, they're a little bit not thinking clearly. I'm just going to say it nicely. Because the whole vaccine construct, and even though I claim, and I'm not the only one, claiming that these are not vaccines by definition, they altered the definition, but they didn't alter it statutorily. That goes back to David Martin. We'll have to get him back on the show. This is an absolute out-and-out experiment with no informed consent, massively done. The idea that you're getting an approved Comirnaty shot, and I've heard rumor that in the military, they're backdating the information on the shots they've given in the military because they don't have access to the Comirnaty shots either, but they want to pretend that they are because they know they can't force experimental injections onto the troops. I mean, maybe they could under wartime. They might have an excuse. But basically, the Comirnaty shot is available nowhere and until there is a liability protection granted to the maker of Comirnaty, they are not going to make them available anywhere on U.S. soil because they are subject to massive lawsuits directly. And those big pharma companies that make these things do not want to pay out one single penny of the billions, if not trillions, they're going to be making. And yes, they're making to the tune of many, many billions, in some cases hundreds of billions more than they are typically making in a year because of these mandatory investigational injections. that, yes, are experiments, and, yes, they are deadly, even if you can say they're rare. How do you argue that you don't get to say no to the shot if it kills? And they're acknowledging that it does. I mean, Superdon, I try to be nice about this stuff, but I really, I lose my patience and tolerance for people that are trying to force these things on everybody, and even the coercion, like in the United Airlines case. Well, you don't have to get the shot. Maybe we'll grant you a religious exemption, but if we do, you're going to lose your pay and your benefits, and we're going to send you home. That, well, how is that? That you might as well just fire you, right?
Right.
Just amazing.
Yep. It is a crazy, weird time that we're living in right now. And, you know, things are looking better. Things are looking up at this point. You know, I mean, places are, you know, cities, counties, states are dropping their mandates and stuff like that. All I can hope is that it keeps going that direction.
Yeah, but in Canada, the Prime Minister, Trudeau Castro, all he had to do to stop this thing was go, all right, you know what, we're stopping the mandates, and you guys, you know, you had it, you had it.
That's
don't,
not
know.
How dictators act.
You're right.
Jesus,
that's,
what are you expecting here?
I know, I'm being unrealistic again. Thanks for calling me out on that. All right, y'all, robertscottbell.com. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, not just today. 6 days a week, 5 additional days a week, Monday through Friday. You can catch us at robertscottbell.com/listen. Sign up for email alerts, and we'll be back to wrap it up after this first hour of the show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, He doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Look, if you go a little mad with the information that's flowing out into the world today, as Super Don says, crazy times, man. Interesting times, man. What do, man? So what do you do? Come on, man. Well, how about some CBD? Chill you out a little bit.
Take the edge off a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so grateful for cannabidiol from hemp. And I'm so grateful for Nutritional Frontiers, who provide it in a certified organic U.S.-grown way. Out of Colorado, they make this stuff. And if you go to CBDNF.com, CBDNF.com, Nutritional Frontiers gives you a discount, 15% with the code RSB15. Every day, RSB15, even their sale products. Also, when you sign up to become a customer there in the United States, you mentioned the Robert Scott Bell Show, they're going to send you a bunch of samples. When you get those samples, take a picture with them with you. Send it into Superdon. AskRSB@gmail.com. AskRSB@gmail.com. And guess what? You're going to be entered into a monthly prize giveaway where they send a goodie bag of more than just samples. Dude, that's so easy. Go to CBDNF.com. Become a customer. Buy stuff. RSB15. That's the discount code. Their transdermal delivery system of their CBD is the best I've ever encountered, and I don't want to ever be without it. Y'all, this is great stuff. What is not so great stuff are the Oscars. I don't know anybody who watches the Oscars anymore. And I knew people in the industry. I still know some people in the industry. But, yeah, I guess it's insider stuff now. But if you're going to go there, and if you're one of the hoi polloi, you better be masked, you better be jabbed, you better be COVID negative, on and on it goes. But if you are a performer or a presenter, all bets are off. You can just show up. We're not going to ask you anything about your vaccine status. You're not going to need to wear a mask. We don't even need a negative COVID test. Not that we're into the COVID test here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But the consistency is legendary among the Hollywood leftists. What the heck is going on? You know, I love those pictures of the Hollywood elite being served by the serfs wearing masks. Isn't that just perfect? It perfectly illustrate their perspective on, we're better than you, and we're going to make sure you know it because you wear masks and we don't, and you're serving us.
Yeah, well, and I agree with you. I don't remember the last time I watched the Oscars. I think I did many, many years ago, back when I cared about movies and stuff like that. Anymore, it's just, you know, every Oscars show is a virtue signaling fiesta. global warming and, you know, whatever. So, you know, whatever. It's like, that's not what you want to watch the Oscars for, so I just don't bother. But I don't understand exactly what's going on here with the Oscars this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would think, listen, you've got an airborne virus. Everybody needs to wear a mask, you know, because you got to protect everybody. But apparently, I guess it only applies at the Oscars to nominees and guests.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually vaccination, not masks.
Okay.
Apparently, the Oscar is requiring that nominees and guests have to be vaccinated, but performers and presenters don't.
And look at what happened at the Super Bowl. All the government employees and the governor, the mayor, completely maskless, holding their breath for over 3 hours and telling everybody that their kids have to be masked up when they go to school on Monday after the Super Bowl. I mean, inconsistency, it's an understatement.
How does this make
hypocrisy?
Any sense?
Yeah, it makes no sense at all.
What is the difference between nominees and guests and performers and presenters? They're all humans.
Mm-hmm.
So why would performers and presenters not have to be vaccinated?
Well, and why would anybody promote the idea of a vaccine passport unless you are sympathetic to the rise of a modern-day Hitlerian reality, right? We had Vera Sharav on last week. She's a Holocaust survivor, talking about the identical manifestation of how things happen when you dehumanize certain people and you make it so if they're not, in this case, jabbed, they are unclean. They are less than human. They can be treated as scum. And that's, you know, that's rough because these Hollywood leftists, as you say, virtue signal about the planet, but they're willing to treat the average folks as scum because they're not on, you know, the inside of the crowd, if you will. I just don't find much, let's say, to tolerate as well about the Hollywood left in this case, unless they finally find a backbone and stand up for the freedom of people to have bodily autonomy and to do what they always used to say, my body, my choice. Beyond killing babies, maybe. How about your body, your choice, your kid's body, your choice, and they don't get to force vaccinate or force jab you with mRNA shots, which, by the way, we learned last segment, they're deadly. Oh, yeah, I know it's rare, but how do you know when that rareness hits you or a loved one or a child? They don't know, so you don't know, so how can they force it? If there's a risk, there has to be a choice, and big time, there's a risk. The risk is you don't stay tuned. If you don't, please do, because we got Dr. Kerry Mondé on, and you don't want to miss it. Hour 2 of the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up next, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.